From the new Ronald McDonald House in Dallas, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. Since 1981, the Dallas Ronald McDonald House has hosted families with sick children. In 1983, Southwest Airlines pilot Dick East, following the loss of his daughter to leukemia, began volunteering at the different houses where he flew. He recruited many co-workers to help, and they often cooked and served meals, something that was not being provided by the houses at that time. In 1985, Ronald McDonald Houses became Southwest Airlines' primary charity, and we pledged $10,000 to each house in each of the cities that we served. At that time, it totaled $210,000. Over the years, with the help of our primary fundraiser, the Love Classic Golf Tournaments held in Dallas and Phoenix, Southwest Airlines has donated more than $10.5 million to Ronald McDonald Houses across the country. Despite two additions over the years, the Dallas House often had to turn families away for lack of space. Recently, I got to see the soon-to-be-opened, brand-new, and considerably larger Dallas Ronald McDonald House. About a year and a half ago on Red Belly Radio, I interviewed Executive Director Barbara McDermott about the Dallas House. Now, here's the update. Barbara, we're standing in the brand new Ronald McDonald House here in Dallas. It's only a few blocks from your old one. Can you tell us how much bigger and how much better is this one going to be?
Well, this new house is twice the size of our old house and will allow us to serve twice the number of families. So our new house will serve 60 families. And this is our first event here at the house. We wanted our Southwest friends to be our very first guest at the house.
Now, so no families have moved in here
No,
yet.
Our families move in on December the 9th. We have a long punch list, and we're still awaiting arrivals of furniture, but by the time December the 9th rolls around, we will be opening our doors and welcoming them.
Yeah, there are a few things that some furniture needs to be moved in, but all in all, the paint, the lighting, everything is just beautiful.
Thank you. Have you noticed a familiar color throughout the house? It's canyon blue. There's
the
Southwest Canyon blue. Have you seen our heart wall?
I saw the heart wall. And
have you seen our playroom and game room?
That's right. You, a year and a half or so ago when I talked to you, you spoke of a special surprise, and you wouldn't divulge
and
what
I'm
that surprise is.
And I'm still not telling you. That surprise.
But there's more?
There is more, and you won't know that until 6:45.
Oh, my goodness. I thought it was the two rooms, the Southwest Airlines rooms.
No, it's still a secret, and I would have to kill you.
Wow.
If I told you.
Okay, gosh, there's even more. Well, it's just beautiful. I know you always struggled with capacity. You're always full at the old one, so you're hoping that
this will allow us.
You'll probably still be full at this one, but at least you have twice as many families.
We have twice as many families. This will allow us to decrease our mileage requirement. We're no longer going to say you have to live 75 miles away from Dallas. We're lowering that to 40. And under certain circumstances, we will be able to even decrease that. We believe that nobody with a sick child should have to be further than 1 hour away.
Well, congratulations on this wonderful facility. And it does make me proud as a Southwest employee to know that I helped a little. I can't take too much credit.
You didn't help a little. Southwest helped a lot. And the spirit of Southwest is here in our house each and every day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now, there are two community rooms just off the dining room that have some Southwest memorabilia and even a couple of rows of seats in front of the TV. I thought that was the big surprise. I was wrong. As Barbara said, at about 6:45 that night, I found out what the real surprise was. The next voice you'll hear is that of Dallas Ronald McDonald House Chair-elect Mike McWilliams.
And I welcome you on behalf of the Ronald McDonald House staff, our volunteers, and mostly our families. I'd like to give a special welcome to Herb and Colleen, who are vital parts of our history, really. And I gotta say, having been a practicing lawyer most of my career, Herb is one of my heroes.
Yay!
Because he overcame his legal background. Pulled himself up by his bootstraps and made something of himself. thank you both for being here. I want to emphasize, when I say Southwest Airlines is a great corporate donor, but there's much more that we get from the Southwest family. We get volunteers, we get cooking groups, we get so much support from the Southwest family that just means a tremendous amount to us. And that has been fostered by Urban College. And when I think of the Ronald McDonald House family, we include everybody from Southwest in their family. I would now like to introduce Barbara McDermott, who's going to take over the mic from me. Barbara's official title is Executive Director, but she can be called anything from the Chief Cook and Bottle Washer to Mother Superior. And Barbara truly is the heart and soul of the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas.
Thank you. It is our absolute joy to welcome our friends from Southwest Airlines to our new house. We wanted you to be our very, very first guest. Your love did indeed give us wings and has helped us build our wonderful new home that will serve 60 families. We are forever grateful to our dear friend Dick East, who through his personal tragedy brought the airline that Love built to the house that Love built, and what a terrific ride it continues to be. Whether it's a home-cooked meal with blow-up airplane hats for the kids, whether it's one heck of a Halloween party, whether it's climbing up ladders and hanging our Christmas lights and decorating our Christmas trees, or whether it's arriving at the crack of dawn with Annie Hancock for the best golf tournament ever, it's always done with a smile and with lots of spirit. It's never been about the press release. It's never been about the photo op. It's always been about helping sick kids and their families. We are proud to display some of that Southwest spirit here. And please know that the Southwest spirit will be here each and every day of our house. One of my very favorite quotations comes from Alexander Pope, the 18th century English poet. And he said, "As the twig is bent, so grows the tree." Herb Kelleher and Colleen Barrett, you have been the twig benders, and what an incredible tree you have grown. Barry Kelly, CEO, named this year's best CEO, and all of the people, that's with a capital P, are rooted in our hearts forever. We at the Ronald McDonald House don't take the term servant leadership lightly. We are totally dependent upon the goodwill and generosity of people who are committed to sick children and their families. So it is our privilege tonight to recognize two servant leaders who have always led by their example. When families arrive at the Ronald McDonald House, from this point forward, seeking care and comfort, they will know when they are home, when they turn on to Herb and Colleen Way.
I'll tell you what, that is a stunner, and Colleen and I are just enormously and profoundly grateful to you for this. It's the best honor I've ever received. And I did want to tell you that twigs are not the only vendors that I've been on. I just want to be totally honest with you about it.
Okay.
And I also want to tell you that I was very disappointed because I switched from being a lawyer to being an airline president because I thought it would enhance my social stature. Then I read a poll in the Wall Street Journal that said airline presidents were held by the American people in even lower regard than lawyers were.
Hard to do.
It's hard to do. You really have to work at it. But I do want to say to you that everything about the Ronald McDonald House has been an inspiration to us at Southwest Airlines, and you have given back to us far more than we have ever given in terms of morale, in terms of inspiration, and in terms of just showing, supreme courage under very difficult circumstances. So you've been a heck of a role model for Southwest Airlines, and we are most appreciative, and we can't thank you enough. This is just wonderful.
Okay, I need to set the record straight and tell you that Herb didn't pull himself up from his bootstraps and make well. I pulled him up. Just so that the record's clear. This is truly the neatest honor and recognition. I just can't even begin to say how much it means. I agree with you and with Barbara that Southwest has never participated really in anything for the PR or the pictures or the recognition. Anything that Southwest has done has always been from the heart. And I let Dick think that he talked me into all this. The truth of the matter is, he was smart enough to know that once he got me into a house once, I would just be there all the time, because he knows me. And we have many stories, some which can be told in front of the public and some which can't, but we have never, ever encountered a family at any of the houses across our system that has not individually touched individual Southwest employees' hearts. We have adoptees all over the United States as a result of our fantastic relationship. And it has been a labor of love. And it's been a labor of love, I think, because the people connected with the Ronald McDonald House and all the wards that we know from across our system and the people of Southwest are always the kind of people that want to do things the right way and do the right things. And that's instinctive and intuitive, no matter what name tag they wear in terms of where they work. So it is a love affair that will go on until I'm probably going to be a patient of the house one day. Maybe sooner than later, I'm afraid.
I'd like to just say one thing vis-a-vis what Colleen said. This will just take a second. When we received the national award from the National Ronald McDonald Foundation or Trust, there were four other companies there with Southwest Airlines, and we were astounded because the PR person for the national organization stood up and said, "All five companies that are here have given their money to the Ronald McDonald House. There is only one company here today that has given its heart to the Ronald McDonald House."
Thank both of you again. We can't say enough. For those of you who have volunteered at the old house before, perhaps you've noticed that this one is slightly larger. That means there are that many more volunteer opportunities, so we'll be talking to you. I was also warned that, remember, it's the Southwest people. Don't talk too long. They want a party. So have a good time. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are very blessed to have special song that has been composed just for us. So if you will listen to that and then enjoy the rest of your evening. We love you all. Thank you for sharing this special night with us. And when you leave, check out that street sign at our front gate.
Now here's the song that Barbara spoke of, and I'll leave you with this. The song is entitled The House That Love Built and was written and performed by Wade Kilgore. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. Ray Kroc has indicated that we've come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices. But not until the end of the song.
I saw the angels playing in the summer sunny day, without a care in the world what tomorrow's may bring. Touched by the hand of God, I knelt down to pray. Lord, thanks for the miracles that This is the house that I love best.
Thank you.